Hi, this is Brendan. I'm on the 13th floor of in Tribeca, the building where I work, and the power is out all across the Northeast, apparently. Reportedly, Boston, Cleveland, Toronto, Ottawa, Detroit, Albany, Hartford, although the power is on in Newington, I call. But the power's out all over the place here, and it's somewhat of a, not a thick, but sort of a, of an odd scene outside. They're trekked up because the stoplights aren't working, and then there's pedestrians everywhere. The subways aren't running, so there's really no way for me to get home right on 190th Street, and I'm like about, 200 blocks south of there. But I'm talking on my website. I can post audio posts to my website. So anyway, I'll keep you updated as much as I can. But does anybody have anything they want to say to my website? All right, as you can tell, we're all very scared here. So I'll post more when I can, assuming my cell phone gets a signal. Bye. Hi, earlier we were up on the roof of our building and we had a great view all around. I was trying to make a post from there and the signal faded before the post posted. But we could see all the way down to Ground Zero, and the buses from the Holland Tunnel on Canal Street are actually backed up all the way down to Ground Zero. By now they're probably back up even further than that. They just aren't moving at all. Traffic is in absolute chaos up and down 6th Avenue. We are out on the street now. We're walking down to get some food. We just walked down 13 flights of stairs, and later on we're going to have the joy of walking up those same 13 flights. Here's a helicopter flying overhead now. There's helicopters everywhere. But obviously my coworkers and I have been speculating a lot about whether or not this is terrorism, and I think I'm going to elaborate on that in another post, but I'm going to post this one now. Hi, okay, continuing from where I left off in the previous post, we've been speculating about whether or not this is terrorism. Of course, we have no idea. My personal guess is, what?
Cooperating the guy with the bicycle cab.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Taking someone, woman around.
Oh, okay. There's somebody on a bicycle cab driving people around. We were wondering earlier whether or not, if there's any cabbies who are jacking up their rates. I'm wondering which spirit of New York is prevailing throughout the city here. Are we going to get that 9/11 spirit of togetherness and brotherhood and let's all help each other out, or are we going to get the typical New York, price gouging? And they're saying there's inbound traffic, not outbound traffic into Manhattan or something like that, and they're just passing a radio. Anyway, as far as terrorism goes, we have no idea. My guess is maybe 55% confidence that it's not, but, I mean, if it is, clearly it was a terrorist who really examined the system and figured out exactly what would shut down the power grid and then did exactly that. If so, it would be one of Al-Qaeda's more brilliant moves, I would say, in terms of how sophisticated it was. But presumably they would have, like, some sort of second strike, and that hasn't happened, and hope to God it won't. So anyway, we're going to try to get some food now, and I might post another post or try to post later, but I'm going to end this one now. I'm just going to let you listen to the radio for a second.
Yes, you drive very, very carefully. And he said the police department is fully staffed. His advice to everyone in New York is be very careful going home. Drink a lot of water. Open your windows. Relax. Take it easy. And turn off your power. Turn off all the air conditioning, any power instrument, so that when power does come on, there will not be a sudden surge, because it has to come on slowly. Otherwise, it overloads. It breaks the circuit breakers, and we are in trouble again. And the mayor said, if you're feeling weak, if you're not up to par and you're trying to get home, go into a station house, a firehouse, someplace like that where you can get some help and some water and sit down. He's talked to the president's office. He's talked to the governor. They've offered a help. The governor offered the National Guard. He said there's no need for that. He said we have adequate staff to protect the public. And Police Commissioner Kelly said he's mobilized his forces. They will be here, and they will be wherever we're necessary.
Okay, thank you. 1010 Winds reporter Stan Brooks reporting live. He's just been with Mayor Bloomberg.
That was what Bloomberg had to say. And he also apparently, we heard by a secondhand report, that he had said the power was going to be back on within an hour. That was about 20 minutes ago that we heard that. I'm highly skeptical. If that happens, I'll be both surprised and very pleasantly impressed with the New York authorities. So that's the story from here, and I'm going to post it now. I am at a grocery store in New York right now that is still open. A lot of them are closed, but they're still open, and they are giving away a lot of stuff for free. Milk is free. Salad is free. Stuff that they're basically is going to go bad anyway. They're giving away for free. Probably a good way to avoid looting, and it's also kind of nice of them. So I'm taking a bit of milk, and some of my friends are buying a few things at discount prices, including bananas. What we do next remains to be seen. Where we go will probably depend, I suppose, on whether the power comes back on. But for now, we're experiencing a unique New York experience. I mean, this place is packed with people getting all kinds of groceries, and it's very interesting. So anyway, I'll try to keep you updated. Hi, I wanted to give you the latest update. I just parted ways for the moment with a couple of my coworkers who are going to be staying in Greenwich Village tonight, and I'm heading up towards Times Square because I want to see Times Square with lights off, because I figure that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I don't want to miss. So I'm going to head up there, try to take some pictures of that, and then depending on the situation, I'll either head back down this way or I'll try to catch a bus back to the apartment, because there is a bus that runs that route. So I'll have to wait and see if I could catch a bus or whatever. I can't really take a cab because I don't have any cash. But I might take a bus, or I might come back down this way. It's only about 30 blocks off of Times Square, and then stay with my friend. So we'll see how that goes. I just couldn't pass up the chance to. I mean, I've always, like I was saying, I guess I said this in a post that never really made it online, but I always sort of had the thought, I've had it before many times, reading about the great New York blackout of late 60s, early 70s, whenever that was. I thought it would be nice, it would be cool to live through that, and I kind of felt jealous of the people who had, because I thought it would be really interesting to see the New York skyline dark. I never really thought about seeing Times Square dark, but that would certainly be something as well, and plus, you know, the opportunity to maybe see stars from New York, especially when Mars is so bright, will be quite something. Some part of me is kind of hoping that the power doesn't come back on, at least not for a few more hours until it's dark, and I can get the chance to see all that. So I'm going to head up there to Times Square, and I'll keep you updated on my movements as much as I can, but if I don't post anything for a while, don't be alarmed, because the cell phone service has been erratic. Anyway, I will post something later if I can. Bye. Hi, I'm walking through, I just kind of got through Greenwich Village. I'm crossing Greenwich Avenue now. As I was walking past somebody talking to his friend, he said out loud, "This is kind of like a citywide block party." And that seems about right. There are people just kind of milling about on the streets, sitting out on the curbs. Wherever there's a bar that's open, probably giving out free beer or reduced price beer, there are throngs of people around the bar. There was some sort of water sprinkler that we're on, and kids running around in the sprinklers, and people just kind of talking to everybody. And thus far, I haven't witnessed anything that's threatening or violent or anything like that. Of course, you have to be a little careful crossing the street right now. But overall, it's very sort of friendly and laid back at the moment. We'll see how that goes as the night progresses. But very interesting. Very interesting social dynamic. I'm passing the 14th Street subway station right now on 14th and 8th Avenue and continuing north. Hi, I'm in town, and I tell you, it is so eerie. It's even more bizarre than I kind of imagined it. Because the thing about Times Square that you don't realize until you see it like this is that you recognize it by its lights. And when you're walking down the street, you know that you're coming to Times Square because you see all the neon lights. So I was walking down 7th Avenue, and I was at like 39th Street. And all of a sudden I thought, where's Times Square? But of course, it was right in front of me. You don't expect to see it in the dark. It's not pitch dark by any means, though. There's policemen directing traffic through the area. There's lots of cars with their headlights on. There are flares in the road so people can see where they're going. And there are certain places that have generators so their lights are on. And people are gathering around those areas. There's a bunch of people just sitting around in the lobby of an office building that's probably air-conditioned and definitely is lit. And they're just sitting there. I don't think they're waiting for anything in particular other than maybe for the power to come back on. So if it stays on, stays off all night, I think some people are just going to end up sleeping in places like office lobbies. Down by Penn Station, it's incredible. There are just hundreds and hundreds of people milling around outside Penn Station, just waiting for a chance to go anywhere, I guess. I mean, there's nowhere they can really go. These are probably people who came in from outside the city, arrived during the outage, and are just kind of waiting. So that was a remarkable scene. And here in Times Square, there's a lot of people milling about. Probably some of them maybe doing what I'm doing, coming down here just to see it. And others probably have someplace more specific to go. I'm trying to remember exactly where the Jumbotron is. It's harder than you think. But I think I'm heading in the right direction. Yeah, I just got my bearings now. And I'm going to try to head up that way so I can get a picture of how things look when Times Square is totally dark. But I'm walking past the ESPN zone right now, and they do have a some kind of a small generator in there, so there's a little bit of light on. But a lot of the office buildings are completely dark. Then a few of the office buildings are completely light, so they definitely have a generator for the whole building. Anyway, it's very eerie, very bizarre, and very interesting, and very glad that I came down here. I'll keep you updated on my travels as much as I can. Bye.
Hi, I have arrived at the apartment on 190th Street. I'm back safe here. I actually got here around 11:15 or so. It was a bit of an ordeal getting back because there weren't that many M4 buses running. The M4 bus goes up Madison Avenue through Midtown and eventually makes its way up to 190th, but it was running, but there weren't too many of them running, and I finally gave up on waiting for the M4 and got on the M2, which doesn't go quite all the way up. It goes to 168th and Broadway. And so I ended up taking that bus, getting off at 168th, and then walking the rest of the way, which is about 25 blocks. So that wasn't so bad. And the bus ride was interesting. The bus goes through Harlem, and in South Harlem we saw some garbage cans on fire and stuff. But there wasn't anything too serious. We didn't see anything that looked like serious crime in progress anywhere in the city. For the most part, what we saw was people out on the curbs and in front of their houses and in front of businesses, just kind of hanging out, sitting outside with candles and listening to music. I saw one guy actually playing a bass or a cello or something out on the street. And people were just trying to kind of entertain themselves and keep cool because in a lot of cases it's hotter inside than it is outside because the air conditioning not working. So it's really is like a citywide block party, as that person in Greenwich Village said. And it extends all the way up to the northernmost reaches of Manhattan. The power is still not on yet, obviously. The word is that they expect to have it on within the next few hours, but they said that a while ago, so who knows. Apparently it takes about 3 to 4 hours for the subway system to come back online once the power comes back. And so there's some concern they want to get the power on within the next few hours, like by 2 or 3 in the morning, in order to get the subway up in time for the rush hour tomorrow. And if that fails, the city is concerned about really extending this problem into tomorrow. So Con Edison says that once they get Queens online, Queens is the linchpin apparently, if they get the Queens generating station up and running, then they'll be able to get the whole city powered. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to take it easy and go to sleep pretty soon and set my battery-powered alarm for 7 a.m. and wake up and see if there's power. And if there is, I'll have to think about getting myself to work. And if there isn't, then I probably won't. So we'll see what happens. So that's my story from here, and I'm going to sign off now, probably for the night. I'll post something more if it's worth posting, but for now, that's all for now.